gentlemen, for this edition, this Friday edition of the Hagmann Report. Paul McGuire is our guest. His website is paulmcguire.us. And as I said before the break, make sure you go to his website, bookmark the site. He has an upcoming prayer meeting, as he does this often at the with the Paradise Mountain Church. And this is a prayer meeting on August 24th, 2017, next Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Garland Hotel, 422 Vineland Avenue, North Hollywood. And you can register at paulmcguire.us. It's free to go. I believe you just have to pay for the parking. And Paul holds these prayer meetings frequently, and they are from, I've never been to one, but from listeners of the show and people like John Robertson and other people who I've talked to who've been there say they're always very powerful and such a blessing to be able to attend. So if you're in the area and you can make it even in a day's drive, I would urge everybody to do that. Again, that's August 24th, this coming Thursday at 7 p.m. in Hollywood. And folks, go to paulmcguire.us to get the information and to register right from his site. Paul, before the break, you were talking about the experimentations with the Kool-Aid, with the mass dosing of people against their knowledge. And when you said that, I turned to Eric and said, you know, that's one of, when you think about the reality of a situation like that, if you were to be given LSD without your knowledge, or if I was at least, that would freak me out. I don't know how I would react to that. But I guess that's the point. You know, they're gauging the reactions.
Well, back then, you know, when I was like 10 years old or whatever, we would go to the beach and stop at these places near the beach where, you know, they'd have the relish or whatever, the ketchup and open bowls back then, okay? And this would happen quite often. It was pretty sinister. Somebody splashed a whole bunch of LSD in the relish, and a bunch of young kids, man, they were, their minds were blown. Fortunately, they recovered from the psychedelic effects. People would sneak LSD into all kinds of stuff. So the point with LSD is the primitive formula for scientific mind control is pain, drugs, hypnosis. That's an equation that people need to understand. Pain, drugs, hypnosis. So when you subject a human personality to intense pain or shock, and it could be sexual degradation of the most horrific sort, pain, I mean, literally walking to a young child at 7 years old and just breaking their kneecap with brute strength, and then dosing them on psychedelic drugs, and then repetitive hypnotic programming and stuff. What you do is you create an environment where the pain is so intense that the young child or adult or preteen or whatever cannot physiologically and psychologically stand the pain. And so the body and the mind, in order to protect itself, shatters or splinters into multiple personalities, which just happen to be called altars, which is a religious word. They're satanic altars, because the goal is to inflict incredible pain while they're in an altered state of consciousness and shatter the personality into multiple personalities. So every personality is different and fired off, firewalled off from the other personalities. So you can have a personality where, using certain code words, that somebody might get code words to carry out a political assassination. Sex slave programming, where men and women from young children on are programmed how to be the ultimate sexual partner to a pedophile or a pervert or whatever, for espionage information or for whatever. This is quite common. And so a person can have a whole range of personalities that they consciously are not aware of. And a visual cue or an auditory cue can trigger hypnotically their going into that state and doing whatever they have to do. You know, it's amazing how much of this information is being leaked deliberately through movies. So, like, I watched Denzel Washington again the other day. My wife and I like him. We think he's a great actor. And he uses his Christian influence to weave a morality in his movies. And he did a movie called The Equalizer, where he's like, what he is he's a super soldier. He's a MK Ultra, LSD fueled performance enhanced super soldier. And you'll see that a lot in these movies, because he'll be standing in the room and they'll do a close up of his eye, and his eye is working like a high speed computer, sizing up the distance between himself and somebody with a gun. And he's like in high speed motion in his brain, and he knows exactly what to do physically to wipe out 12 guys. Well, what they're saying in the script is he's a CIA super soldier. And the same thing in the Bourne Identity series. That's all based on the super soldier program in MK Ultra. And there's probably, you know, there's an endless series of movies, some with female super soldier things. So they're kind of trying to get people to accept it, and they're always showing the super soldier in a positive, heroic role. But what they're not showing you, because this is propaganda and brainwashing, they're not showing you the assassin, the immoral, amoral assassins. And the narrative that's out there, because it's based on truth, is you have this psychologically isolated lone wolf, a male, with no friends, no real biography that makes any sense. He's a loner. He's usually on a whole list of psychiatric medications. And he's programmed to carry out some kind of killing, okay, on a cue. Now, I'm not being specific in my analysis because I don't know specifically, but there's a whole bunch of these lone shooter mass killings, and it's not always bullets that they use to kill people, that when you look at the biographies of these people, their biographies have been altered. It's like they don't have a real past. They're always heavily involved with intense mind-altering psychiatric medication. They often have a handler, and they kill people. And, you know, your audience is familiar with so many of these so-called mass shooters that so-called appeared out of nowhere. But my question is, and I'm not giving the answer, but I seriously have to ask the question, are these lone wolves like we're being told? Are they just psychologically disturbed individuals who happen to go berserk on cue? Or are they coming out of some kind of dark side of the super soldier program? And I think it's something we need to become very, very aware of, because, look, when Reagan was shot, okay, Hinckley demonstrated, and again, I'm not making a conclusion, but Hinckley, his assassin, it was Hinckley, right, who shot Reagan?
Yeah, Hinckley Jr.
Yeah. Okay, so he demonstrated all the characteristics of a Manchurian candidate. The young man who shot John Lennon when John Lennon was coming out of his apartment building called the Dakota Building in Manhattan, and he was shot in cold blood. That young man demonstrated all the behavioral aspects of a MK Ultra assassin, and you could go down the list. You know, there's just too many strange coincidences where the actual assassin doesn't appear to have the technical knowledge, the marksmanship, or he's not using the right weapons or whatever, but mysteriously he does this kill. So we need to become increasingly more discerning and increasingly more sophisticated about this. Let me give you an example. Now, one of the primary themes of all of my books is this area, because I lived through it. I mean, thank God I wasn't programmed to be in a K-Ultra, but I will say this, okay? When I was raised as a boy in the 1950s, that is when the intelligence agencies were, and notice that the early 1950s was right at the time that they brought in the 10,000 Nazi rocket mind control scientists. and brought MKUltra into the United States. At that same time period, I don't know what the number was, but allegedly there were hundreds of thousands of very young children during the 1950s who disappeared and were abducted, and many were never heard from again. And there are various reports that have come out and said that these kids were abducted for the boys and girls, for the purpose of MK Ultra LSD mind control programming. And they looked for kids, especially who were disconnected from their parents, and they subjected them to horrible experiments. Many died, and they programmed them to be sex slaves, killers, and all kinds of things. Now, I'm going to go into an area that's going to be probably a little bit disorienting for some people.
Okay.
But you have to understand that the level and technology of scientific mind control, you know, it's not where it was in the 1950s. It has accelerated, especially with computers and new experimentation. It has become very, very sophisticated. So we currently in the United States live in, you know, what Aldous Huxley called the scientific dictatorship. And the whole key to the scientific dictatorship is you run a totalitarian state without the people knowing they're in a totalitarian state, because they're under mind control, and they think they're happy and free because they've been programmed to believe that. But in reality, they're in a dictatorship that utilizes scientific mind control. Now, to show you how all-pervasive this is and how all-interconnected it is with social media, things like Facebook and Google and YouTube and feature films and mainstream media news reporting and on and on and on. I saw a movie with my wife last night that we kind of watched for research purposes, and it was a movie starring Tom Hanks called The Circle. I don't recommend it. It's not a great movie, but it communicated inadvertently. It communicated to people who have their eyes wide open the dynamics of mass cultural brainwashing and the dynamics of brainwashing with Facebook. A lot of their ex-employees of being run like a cult. So in this movie, Tom Hanks is like this super social media entrepreneur who's advocating this radical message that we can solve all of mankind's problems if we totally get rid of privacy and totally get rid of all the laws that cause us to be protected in our privacy, and we allow ourselves to be under constant surveillance anywhere, anytime. So his company develops a whole series of very tiny microphones with audio, and the plan is to put everybody in planet Earth under surveillance, because this will bring freedom. So it's very Orwellian, the idea that being under total surveillance is synonymous with freedom. So I sensed this movie was designed to manipulate and promote surveillance and mind control. I sensed it. But it was a well-written movie, and it takes you on a journey, and they have a young girl, you know, to be the hero. She identifies with the millennials, and you don't know which way she's going to go. Expose this guy, because it turns out that while he wants a camera on everybody, him and his business partner are doing all kinds of dirty financial deals, and they have no scrutiny or accountability. So what she does is she's like their poster girl, and through social media she has a global audience live 24/7 of hundreds of millions of people who are followers, and it's promoting his business like crazy. So she exposes him at the end of the movie and says, because her boyfriend died, and she's in a fatal car crash because they had a drone chasing him. And what happened was, she sold the message to the world that if only her boyfriend had been under surveillance and cameras were watching him, we could have saved his life. And then she exposes and brings up on computer monitors across the country all the financial corruption and dirty deals that the social Facebook-type people are doing at the top. So at the very end of the movie, she doesn't come against surveillance. She doesn't come against protecting our freedoms. She perversely spins the message to say, what we need is even more surveillance, and surveillance for everybody. That will get us free. And that means these top guys, that they have to be, they have to, you know, put their money where their mouth is, and they have to be willing to live under total surveillance. And you can tell these guys are getting furious, and the crowd cheers. Now, that's brainwashing. And it's an insane message, because it's like Orwell, you know, war is peace, freedom is slavery. The answer to the surveillance state is even more surveillance.
No.
Weird.
Paul, and there's a new one today on CNN.
Oh, yeah?
Unmasking the leftist Antifa movement. Activists seek peace through violence. Just like from, you know, war is peace. It's just right out of Orwell's 84. And this is brainwashing.
Exactly. So the point with this movie is, at the end, she gives this irrational message that anybody who wasn't dumbed down would realize the answer to protecting our freedoms is not more surveillance. Because who's going to manage the people at the top of the pyramid, the people ordering the surveillance? Well, any thinking person knows nobody is, and it's going to be a giant scam. It's going to be a super dictatorship, anybody with a rational mind. But this is what's being sold to the millennials. Now, and it was and this movie was a propaganda movie, and it was designed to be released in the last month, because it was designed and produced, because I think it had the fingerprints of intelligence all over, to answer, in terms of brainwashing, to answer all the psychological upset over the corruption of surveillance by our intelligence companies, the leaking of emails from, you know, people like Hillary Clinton. People are very psychologically disturbed, and this movie was timed to come out with this pro-surveillance message on purpose, And they pick certain actors that they trust to deliver these Orwellian messages. And it's my personal opinion that Tom Hanks is a big errand boy for Big Brother. Because not only does he do this movie, if you look at his career, he does a whole series of movies that basically endorse the military-industrial complex and Orwellian stuff. He did a recent movie, I forgot the title, which took place where 9-1-1, where the towers went down. And in the background, you can see the destruction of the two towers. You can see the horrors that happened in 9-1-1, because Hanks is running around talking to all the people, and the drop towers are in the background. But Hanks, in the script, takes us on a diversion. He's looking for a little metal box that he left his son or something, or his father left him. A little metal box, you know, like a safety deposit box that has family memorabilia, like pictures and your, you know, your Boy Scout medal when you were in first grade. And so it's a psychological brainwashing, because Hanks is on this incredible quest for truth, but his incredible quest for truth is all reduced to him looking through a bunch of lock boxes to find personal family memorabilia, while 9-1-1 and everything's all around him. He diverts your emotional attention. He gets you all emotionally caught up on this ridiculous side issue and ignore the elephant in the living room. And if you look at his career, he does film after film where he fulfills that role. That's mind control.
Yeah,
but most people won't recognize that.
And we see these in TV shows and movies, and even in music sometimes with what they promote.
Right.
But there's always these subtle, as you said, these subtle hints, and they get you emotionally involved to for the purposes of, and this is something I don't know if we have time to get into today, but what I was talking about right before you came on, the sensationalism in the news, how it's so popular, how it, you know, they sensationalize whatever they can for ratings or for money.
Right.
And it is to get you emotionally invested in something, because when you are emotionally invested in an idea, in a movement, whatever it is, you're more likely to act on that. You're more
That's
likely
right.
to, you know, your behavior will change based on those beliefs. And if they can, like a fishing reel and a hook, if they can get you to bite the hook on the emotional level, they pretty
That's
much
right.
can grab you with, you know, with the rest, whether it's right or wrong. And
That's
it's
right.
very disturbing.
And
that's what you said, discernment is so important today.
And that's what, you know, Soros is just one, but he's spending untold millions of dollars, and he's hiring professional psychologists, professional emotional contagion experts, professional demonstration organizers. And as you well know, and many of the people in your audience well know, many of the people that are the actors and leaders in this white, so-called white supremacist neo-Nazi demonstration, they were 2 years ago working for a far left group, like Occupy Wall Street, under the payroll of George Soros. So how do you move within 2 years from being the leaders of far left groups financed by Soros, Occupy Wall Street, and the rest of that stuff, and now 2 years later you become a white supremacist leader, also financed by Soros? Because Soros and these other organizations are financing the alternative left and the alternative right, because they want the Hegelian dialectic, synthesis and antithesis, thesis and antithesis, two opposites, to bring together that middle New World Order consensus-building groupthink. In fact, in the movie with Tom Hanks, the key part of the script was, Hanks says into the camera, "We don't want individualism. We don't want individual thinkers. We don't want people who think for themselves. We want people who like groupthink, people who will merge with the team," which is the classic statements of, and then he said, "We want an open society." That happens to be the name, Open Society, of George Soros's massive funding institution. It's called the Open Society. So an open society is based on a lie. It's based on this mythology that we're going to have this utopian world, and there's going to be some group of elite, higher-up leaders that are going to watch over things for our best interest, and they'll be men and women of virtue and conscience and compassion. And it's a lie. It's never worked in history, and it's a lie. It's nothing more than a power grab for the elite. So this is the psychological warfare that we're involved in right now. And what is concerns me, I'll tell you this, what concerns me is that there are many people who are conservatives and Christians, and they're trying to communicate their message intelligently, and they're trying to engage in the spiritual battle for the hearts and minds of mankind. But because they are not wise in this area, because they're not knowledgeable in this area, they are not prepared, and they end up causing more harm than good, because they end up actually playing into, without their realizing it, their behavior, their actions, the slogans, the way they conduct themselves, plays right into the hands of people like Soros. So we know that Soros and groups like that use the media to create a lie about who Christians are, who conservatives are. And they portray Christians as right-wing extremists and racists and crazies and people who are trying to usher in Armageddon. We want to hit the trigger on the nukes. You know, we're demonized as being extremist, out of control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that's psychological warfare. The enemy is creating a lie image about people who are trying to retain what's left of Christian values in America by projecting a lie into the mass consciousness. In the same way, Adolf Hitler used propaganda to demonize the Jew as less than human, as a subhuman among the Germans. So when it came time to kill 6 million Jews and 1 million others in the Holocaust, it was no big deal because the propaganda already convinced people that the Jews were subhuman. They're trying to do the same thing to Christians and conservatives. But if Christians and conservatives don't become savvy and wise about the fact that we're involved in a psychological warfare, we end up playing the very negative role that they've created for us, and we end up actually accelerating our loss of power and our own demise. Because the worst mistake that you could make on this psychological, spiritual battlefield is to be predictable. That is the worst mistake that somebody who's a Christian or a conservative and believes in biblical values or believes in the Constitution, the worst thing you can do strategically is to behave, act, think, talk, and communicate in a predictable manner.
Paul,
they're expecting
stop right there.
You. Yes, sir.
Well, okay. We're right up against the break. That's a great place to stop because it is very important, and it does play into the mindset. And just like what the Bible says, you know, be as cunning as serpents and as gentle as doves. And I'm paraphrasing here. But, you know, that's why it's said, because we need to keep that peace that the Lord has us in with our faith walk. But we need to be smart. We need to be cunning. We need to understand the battlefield that we are playing on. Folks, we're talking with Paul McGuire. PaulMcGuire.us is the website. We'll be right back after this short break. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
There shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Erickson.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Caring Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We are offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Armies kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Armies kit at www.changelessthewoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes.
Even when I'm so far away, you keep on
That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this Friday edition of the Hagman Report. Our guest is Paul McGuire. PaulMcGuire.us is the website. I'm going to bring you a quick word from one of our sponsors, Greenovative, and Greenovative.com is the website. The Greenovative saltwater powered chargers make power available anytime, anywhere, in any weather, day or night. It's really an amazing and reliable product. Now, since their launch about a year ago with the Hagman Report, Greenovative has improved their product line based on feedback from the Hagman audience. They first introduced their Super G-Mag charger package with replaceable power pucks, and they've introduced a number of new innovations since then. And folks, you can get a pair. What they have now is the Super G-Mag complete package, and also they have the triple power pucks that will recharge over 300 AA batteries. So what that means is with each pair of triple power pucks, G-Mag chargers will recharge 6 AA batteries every week for an entire year, and then you can use the other triple power puck for another year. This is a truly amazing product. Greenovative is offering a 12% discount off all of their G-Mag charger packages that come with one or two pairs of the double or triple power pucks. It's your choice. Go to greenovative.com and enter the discount code Hagman to receive your 12% discount on their charger packages. Folks, if you remember last week, Friday, we had guest Jeff Yeago on, and he wrote a book about the EMP threat, but part of his book is also the solutions on how to mitigate the circumstances from an EMP. And he has chapters of his book that deal with how to power appliances from your home off different types of batteries and how to move to a more battery-operated power system. Well, what better product than Greenovative to get involved in the battery, especially with rechargeable batteries that allow you to recharge batteries and being able to recharge over 300 batteries with just one of the power pucks that Greenovative offers. And so if you get the Super G-Mag complete package, you can recharge batteries for years. Folks, go to greenovative.com. The discount code is Hagman. You get 12% off one of their complete packages. Greenovative.com is the website. Alan Riggs is the man to talk to, and his phone number is right up there on the screen. And if you're listening audio only, it's 321-576-2712. That's 321-576-2712. Give Alan Riggs a call just for a consultation, or if you have any questions that you need answers to, go to greenovative.com. All right, Paul McGuire is our guest. PaulMcGuire.us is the website. Again, he has a prayer meeting coming up next Thursday, and you can go to PaulMcGuire.us to register there. It's free to attend. All you have to do is register on his website, so make sure you do that. Paul, before the break, we were talking, and you made a great point about not being predictable. I have a question from a listener that deals with what we were talking about earlier, but I want you to finish your thought on being predictable, and then let me know when you want, and we'll go to the question.
Yeah, okay, so we're involved. I was really seeking the Lord about this because I do a lot of research in a lot of different areas, you know, the study of the Word, but I also study neuropsychology and things like that. And then I go to the Lord, and I ask Him for wisdom and guidance. And I talk to Him about very, very high-level stuff. Now, I'm not saying we have a running conversation like you and I have one. It's more distant than that, but we communicate on a very profound level. And he speaks to me about things like strategy and being effective. Okay, so what, if you, in business or in warfare, and we're talking about law-abiding, peaceful warfare, if you're predictable, that essentially means your enemy, your spiritual enemies, and your enemies, period, know exactly what you're going to do. They can anticipate what your next move is, and then they can destroy you and destroy what you're trying to do and win the war and defeat you and conquer you because you were predictable. In other words, they knew what you were going to do next on a consistent basis because of your previous behavior and action patterns. Now, if the central warfare is twofold. One, we're in the greatest battle for the hearts and minds and souls of mankind in the history of the world. It's taking place right here in the United States of America. Number two is we're in the greatest battle for America in America's history because as America goes, so goes the world. And it's a battle specifically for the hearts and minds of Americans and mankind. What that means is the powers of darkness are trying to grab a hold of the minds and the belief systems of people so they can control them. Conversely, God wants us to reach people in love and set them free, so God wants us to win their hearts and minds. So there's a battle going on. And the key to victory in battle is to be effective. Mere energy expenditure, money spent, good intentions don't mean diddly squat. The key is winning. The key is being effective. And to be effective, you have to analyze what you're doing and say to yourself, is what I'm doing, is my strategy, is my methodology producing the results that I need to be produced? Am I actually causing people to come to the side of God, or am I causing them to be further alienated? Now, the forces of darkness in tandem with human beings who have turned their hearts towards darkness have unleashed a psychological warfare campaign against the church, against the Bible, against Christian morality, against patriotism, promoting globalism, all by the which Donald Trump in one way or another represents, and that's why they hate him so badly. But if we're going to be predictable and actually perform the roles that our enemy would write for us in a screenplay, and kind of being the predictable, doofus, incompetent Christian who keeps stepping on landmines, God can't really do much for us. And I don't want to get into this Southern demonstration because there's a lot more to it, and everybody knows that in the media. And, you know, it's a complicated subject, but you have to understand, and I know you do, that the way the people in the Southern states think, they think on an entirely different level because their history is different than Northerners, like people like me from New York City. And the Northerners, which are the people in the media, have no idea about the subtleties and nuances within the Southern culture, such as not every Southerner is a racist. But if you're going to go around having Confederate flags and neo-Nazi stuff, even though a lot of it was false flag operations, you're being predictable, man. You're playing exactly the role that the left wants you to play. The left has defined Christians and conservatives. We have been defined very carefully and methodically as bigots, extremists, violent, homophobic, haters, selfish, sexually repressed, and we could go down the list, okay? But the tragedy is the vast majority of Christians and conservatives are not that way at all. They're, in reality, the most decent, loving, kind people you'll ever meet, and they are not even remotely like the definition that the left has created for them. But when they act in predictable ways, they set themselves up to lose the war. So you're not going to win the war when you're going to be predictable. You always have to ask yourself the question, is what I'm doing, how I'm communicating, the way I'm acting, is it effective? Is it going to accomplish what I wanted to do? Or am I just kind of like, you know, playing games, and are my plans simply going to be used by our enemies to to put us in a worse off position than we were before. And I'll tell you, quite frankly, if we analyze the last 60 to 70 years of the efforts of conservatives and Christians to recapture America, they have done a horrible job because they've been predictable, and because they've been predictable, they've been taken down easily. I don't believe God wants that. I believe he wants us to be victorious. And that means, instead, what is predictability? Predictability is the result of having your mind stuck in a rut. Let's go back to Genesis. In the book of Genesis, and you never hear this taught by Christians in churches, we hear a lot about the character of God. Okay, we know that. God is love, God is just, God is holy, God is righteous. We hear that all the time. But we never hear the first character attribute that God reveals about himself in the Bible. We never hear it. It's censored by Christians. And that is, God is a creator, capital C, and that everything he does is creative. Okay? So a primary characteristic of God is not just his holiness, his righteousness, his love, and that kind of thing. That's important. But who gave Christians the right to censor out one of the main characteristics of God, which is that he's a creator and he uses creativity? So if we're going to win a cultural spiritual warfare that involves social media, the manipulation and presentation of ideas, if we're going to counteract mind control and scientific mind control, we're going to have to employ a very, very high level of creativity. And creativity is never predictable. And I want to say this, okay? We're in a war right now for America. We're going to go two ways. We're going to lose and go into a totalitarian state. And going back to what you said earlier, Joe, you know, they'll use psychological warfare. People will, excuse the expression, be peeing in their pants, giving their guns over, because the psychological warfare will be so intense that people will be in a paranoid state and basically lie down and surrender because of psychological warfare. But we have, God has given us the ability, if we'll think and act strategically with creativity and seek his fresh vision and direction, we can win this spiritual cultural war that we're in. See, right now it looks bleak, okay? But it's not set in stone that we're going to lose America and we're going to lose this war. I want to suggest to your listeners that they examine the way their mind thinks and examine and ask themselves and challenge themselves and say to themselves, have I allowed the world system and the propaganda machines of this present age, have I accidentally allowed them to program me into falsely believing that we're going to lose this temporary battle and we're going to lose America in the short term? And I would suggest to you, a huge percentage of people have allowed that programming to make that a reality in their lives. I'm suggesting that that negative programming, which is a satanic stronghold, needs to be removed from the hearts and minds of God's people. And then we need to have a mindset of Joshua and Caleb. And God, I want to tell you something. God is not playing games. God is not happy with a church that's playing wiffle ball and playing church when the enemy, like Soros in his crowd, are playing for keeps. They're playing to win. Failure is not an option with them. I'm not interested in hanging out with people who are playing. I'm interested in hanging out with people who are going to win. And if we read our Bibles, which we should, we read the story of Joshua and Caleb. There was giants in the land, but Joshua and Caleb, their perception was faith-based. They gave God a good report. They said, we are well able to take the land. The other spies were peeing in their pants, sorry for being blunt, and they said, we can't take the land. And God was not pleased with their evil report. God was pleased with those of his people who gave a faith report a good report. And what was the essence and definition of that good report? Joshua and Caleb basically said, God, we're going to win. We're going to be victorious. We're going to take Canaan. The walls of Jericho are going to fall. We're going to drop the giants, and we're going to win. We're not here to play games. We know and believe that your power in and through us is greater than the power that's in and operating through Canaan. And God, we're going to win. We're going to conquer the land. That's why Jesus said, occupy the land until I come. That's the mindset that we have to have. It has to be iron sharpens iron. And when we move into this cultural, spiritual battlefield and are not predictable, and like you said earlier about that scripture verse that says, tragically, that the children of this world are often wiser than the children of light. We're supposed to be, like you said, Joe, wise as serpents, harmless as doves. We're wise as turkeys and harmless as, a goldfish. We don't count. But if we stopped playing wiffle ball and played hardball, we would count. And that's what I want to say. One other thing here. God, this battle is on a psychological warfare dimension. It's on a physical organization level dimension. But it is also on a spiritual dimension. And the Lord knows that in this present military theater, peaceful, law-abiding military theater, that there are many conflicts going on. They want to take down America. They want to destroy the Constitution. They want to topple the American way of life and slam dunk us into a world socialist totalitarian state. But we don't have to allow that to happen. We have Christians misinterpreting Bible prophecy. We're not in the tribulation yet. We're in the time period before the tribulation, so we still have an opportunity to do something. So the primary battle is spiritual. The Lord says in his word that the power for ultimate victory in a spiritual warfare comes from the invisible realm or the kingdom of God or the spiritual world. The spiritual world has dominion and rules over the world of psychological warfare that they're using and rules over the world of organizational warfare and financial warfare. If we would do what we're supposed to do, which is to be clothed with power from on high, that's what David had when he went against Goliath. If we would receive the infusion of God's anointing and his supernatural power from the dimension of the invisible world, then we would be supernaturally equipped to go into the battlefield and destroy the opponent's psychological warfare. And after we break the opponent's psychological warfare, then in a law-abiding and peaceful manner, we occupy the land as we're intended to do. God did not give us America through the Pilgrims and Puritans. God did not give us America. God did not give us a unique Bill of Rights, Constitution, and Declaration of Independence. God did not raise us up above all the nations on earth with unique laws and opportunities. God did not bring us this far to be right at the edge of the end of the age when the fields are white with harvest and the mandate from our Lord Jesus Christ is to bring in the last day's soul harvest, which means we need to be geared up to win billions of people to Jesus Christ. God did not bring us this far. I pray that the Holy Spirit would ripple like thunder in the minds and hearts of those listening. And I pray that God's Spirit would be so released with such power, with such dunamis, that people's ears would be ringing and their thought processes would just spin because this stronghold, this rut, this programming that they're in, where they're robotically marching into the abyss and their destruction is not of God. It's like they're going to war in a trance state, played by the music of and the pipes of the devil. We're not supposed to be in that trance state, marching into the abyss. We're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So we receive by faith power from on high. We access the mind of Christ. We recognize that we've been given the same creative power that God used as the creator. And then when we harmonize with that and join together with other members of the remnant, I'm telling you, the walls of Jericho, and there are many Jerichos in America that people think, oh, no, it's a fortified city. It could never fall. And they say things like this, oh, this swamp is too deep. They've been there too long. Then they give up. Or they'll say things like, well, no, these intelligence agencies, they're just so dark and nasty and evil. There's nothing we can do. All that kind of nonsense is speaking an evil report before Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All of that language of defeat and self-depreciation and saying we can't win is an abomination to God. People are all hung up about pornography and lust and stuff like that. I'm not advocating lust and pornography, but in the eyes of God Almighty, I wonder whether God is more upset about somebody being tempted to think a dirty image and then repents of it versus somebody who thinks like a coward and think there's nothing wrong about it and is never convicted. You know, in the book of Revelation, when it talks about the categories of people that are going to go to hell, it's the cowardly that are number one. God gave us a mirror. We can take it back. This is a winnable war. There's no excuse in the plan of God for not winning this war. Now, I'm saying the word winning. I'm not talking about compromising. I'm not talking about negotiation. I'm talking about winning. That needs to be integrated into the heart and mind of every Christian because it's biblical. God said, occupy the land. How can you occupy the land if you're losing? You can't. Losers can't occupy the land. They go into captivity. They're slaves. So God has given us the technology. He's given us the wisdom. And most of all, he's given us the trump card. And no pun intended. He's given us a president, despite his imperfections, who stands for America as it once was, constitutionally free, patriotic. He supports Christianity. He doesn't believe in global government. He believes in the independent nation state. He's a gift from God. And if God's people, you know, people are all concerned about what's going to happen to Trump. That's not what we should be concerned about. Trump is a champion that's been given to us by God, but Trump is only as good. He's just a man. He's not God. He's not Jesus. He's just a man. So Trump is only as good as the people of God standing behind him in prayer and fasting and intercession. And Trump is only as good as the people of God using effective strategies to take back the land and literally eradicate from their consciousness, purge from this being, this masturbatory theological concept that it's acceptable to lose the spiritual war. It's not.
It is, Paul, you just hit the nail on the head. And I want to go back to something you said earlier about the, if you're not thinking creatively, you could be in a mental rut. And this is exactly, I was thinking this last night, and as you said, you can't be predictable, and the Lord God is the creator, and this is where creativity stems from. And last night as I was driving home, yesterday, I don't know if we've talked about this, we've been doing for a month now, my dad's been doing his own show, and me and John have been doing our own show during the day, each day. And without the guests on there, that frees up a lot of time for us to get into things. And yesterday, and even today, I felt myself, you know, unable to articulate what I'm thinking and just feeling like I'm in that mental rut. And
Right. It's
been a while since I sat down and read the Bible, you know, a few weeks. And that's exactly what I was thinking last night is, you know, am I getting caught up in this emotional collectivism that's going around because of the
that's
news
right.
cycle, because of the events that are ongoing? We have to detach from that. We have to find a balance in our lives that leaves us, first and foremost, spiritually healthy. Because without that, everything else is going to be useless. And it is so important to be able to, and thank God I was even thinking to myself, and the Lord put those thoughts in my head where, you know, I was able to recognize it. But we've seen people's behaviors that tell us that these people are so far gone that they have no balance, they have no center. And then you have, you know, all these other people who don't even believe in the Lord, and you know where their energy and their motivation comes from. But
right.
Those of us who do believe in Jesus, we have to make sure that we first and foremost stay grounded and put first the Lord and His Word. Otherwise, everything else we do is for nothing. And that's so important. It's such an important message to hear today, especially with everything going on, not just playing into, you know, the negativity that we see constantly in the news. And if you're expecting anything else from the news, you're wrong. Don't expect things to get better in the news cycle where they're going to, you know, come and tell you that they're going to have peace and love and all this stuff. They are promoting violence. They're promoting this instability.
That's right.
They're lying.
That's right.
And even just without the spiritual stuff involved, they are,
right,
as you said, psychologically attacking and manipulating all those that they can. And this is a spiritual,
yes,
attack. Paul, we only got about a minute left. We've been talking about your prayer meeting upcoming this Thursday at 7 p.m. And
yes,
folks, go to paulmaguire.us to register. Anything you want to say about what you're going to be getting into at the prayer meeting?
Yeah, it's the Paradise Mountain Church meeting, and it's free, but you need to register, and you need to go to paulmaguire.us, and the presence of the Lord will be there before you show up, because we don't wait to come for the presence of the Lord. We pray, and the presence of the Lord is already in the room before we enter the room, and God's power moves miraculously, supernaturally, and then I have a message that the Lord has given me that I believe is very powerful. I'll be teaching from God's prophetic word, but I'll be connecting it to exactly what's going on in our nation. And then there's a time where we pray for people. I personally make myself available to pray personally for every single person that comes who needs prayer. And we've seen tremendous miracles happen, and there's a really powerful move of God. So I invite people to come. I'd love to see them there. They can get a copy of my new book coming out soon called Conquering the Matrix. And we have other resources. We're going to be making some big announcements. I have my own radio show daily, as you know, where we don't have guests. Right. And we don't have guests, and we get into stuff. But look, I thank God for what you and your dad are doing. And you said it all when you just shared privately. You found your mind getting into a rut. Well, we all do. And that's when we need to just grab it and not allow that to happen, because we were called for such a time as this. And we can, we can turn the battle, man. With God's help, we can supernaturally turn the tide of this battle. I'm going to be very honest with you. I am tired of the language of defeat by God's people. It's an evil report. God doesn't like it, you know?
Amen, Paul. Sorry to cut you off. We are out of time, but you're right on the money. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless you too, Paul. Stay right here.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.